Hey, thanks for coming back and joining us. We're still talking venison, but now we're going to talk a little steelhead. It's the grilling guys. Jop is on a little Texas barbecue vacation, and I miss him dearly because I like taking him up to deer camp. My deer camp is up by Hawkins, Michigan, and I took him up there a couple weeks ago, and I got to tell you, we had a ball. But we did have to call a wrecker at one point. That's all I'm going to say.
Someone got stuck where?
Somebody got stuck. We're going to leave it at that. We did go to the Chase Creek Smokehouse. We had lunch. That was wonderful. We took a break one day and went to lunch. But, of course, I'm from Reed City. I'm a coyote. And those are my stomping grounds. And, you know, I don't know. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Unity Christian.
Did you really?
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe show.
Great.
I don't know, but...
Yeah, well, you know, when you go to your old hometown, it's just kind of fun, and mine's an hour away, so when I get to go back, I'm in Hawkins. That's pretty close. One of my, the girl that took me to Sadie Hawkins dance, is
Sadie
that what
Hawkins
they call
dance?
It?
Sadie Hawkins, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it was from Hawkins.
A girl took you,
she
actually.
She took me there, yes. Wow. And I had to spend the night at her house because I got stuck on a road. A blizzard came. And my mom said, "Are you sure you want to go? It's a blizzard."
So,
and I'm going,
so that was
I'll be fine, Mom. My tires are bald. I'll get up the road.
That was the 1800s, though, yeah. So, I mean, they sewed you up in, like, the coffee things when you slept over, I'm assuming.
Actually, their parents were really cool, and they went to bed early so we could have the living room and we could dance and have our own little party out there, and it was very cool. But that was Hawkins, Michigan.
As we bring up man law,
yeah,
that's what you lead with right there, dancing in the living room.
Hey,
it's okay.
Hey, I was 17, and I still know her.
Do you?
That's all. I'll leave it at that. But I still know her, and she's still beautiful.
In Reed City,
and I didn't
a cool
marry
place
her.
To go to.
I did not name. Marry her, but she was already a friend of mine. It was a sympathy date. She invited me and Sadie Hawkins.
I'm assuming you were the sympathy part.
Yes.
Yeah,
she invited me out because she felt sorry for me. And she, you know, she was a friend, and it never really was going to go anywhere. But I got to spend the night at her house, and that's a great story.
And the
I was
poor people
17.
The poor people listening today are like, weren't we talking about fishing and hunting?
We're supposed to talk about steelhead.
We're talking about, you know.
Sorry. I'm reminiscing. I'm going up north. It's deer season.
It is.
Come on.
And you know,
everybody goes up north.
Deer season has changed a little bit for me too, because when I was younger, it was going with my dad, and what a great time to get together. It was guys from church, me and my dad. I always tease, he would let me get like a bottle of schnapps, and I was like
nice.
15, 16 years
wow.
old. So I thought I was like the big crap. I'm
oh,
like,
you,
oh man,
you had the big schmaltz.
I got my bottle of cinnamon schnapps here,
yes.
baby. I'm 16 years old. I'm a big thing.
Well, and, actually you were.
No, I was. I'm kind of a big deal if you didn't know. Everybody at work is laughing right now about that. And now I look at it a little differently because I have daughters. They're really not into hunting, but we do lots of nature walks, but I tend to look at hunting now more from the,
those, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I look at it more now for I want meat for the freezer. So I don't unfortunately get as much as the
old. You process your own deer?
I do not, unfortunately.
I'm surprised.
I work so
I'm
much.
I'm surprised.
You can shake your finger at
no,
me.
No, I'm not shaking my finger. I'm pointing.
Kinda. You're pointing.
No. I'm really surprised because you're kind of a purist in that regard.
I am.
And you're so fanatical about venison, salmon, steelhead. Why would you turn that over to somebody?
I don't have the time.
You know what? Here's the real answer. I'm going to answer it for you.
Please do.
The answer is because you don't have a buddy that'll do it with you.
That would be, are you volunteering to come over to my house?
I am.
Because
no, I'm
going
to invite you to
knives.
Mine. Do you have a meat grinder?
I do not.
No,
I can buy one.
No, I'll invite you to
that
mine.
Doesn't bother me.
And if you want to do our deer together, we'll do that together because
ooh, baby.
Part of having that... Part of having your meat done properly is having it done safely and being fussy about it,
yeah.
You know, taking certain silver skins off, saving the right stuff for jerky.
Should have never told you about those ribs.
Yeah. Well, and there you go.
Yes. But I knew
classic
better.
Classic example.
Yeah,
classic
exactly.
example. But I think to process your own, I think it's the only way
yeah.
to go.
I've done it once before.
And you
got to
do it with some buddies. You got to get a grinder and stuff some sausage, and then you get your smokers out. Do it all. Make it a day. And have fun. You know, I don't know.
And I'll be firing my smoker up because I'm doing jerky this weekend. I'll probably do about 30 pounds of venison jerky, and I'm looking forward to that.
So I wanted to talk about steelhead.
Absolutely.
Because I love the heck out of steelhead.
Steelhead salmon, delicious.
And if you're, well, there's plenty of places you can catch steelhead this time of year. What would you be doing with a nice fresh steelhead this afternoon if you got one?
There's two things that I would do. Now, I absolutely love smoking fish. Love it, love it, love it.
Do's and don'ts?
You know, making sure that you get a good brine and you let it sit for the appropriate amount of time.
To form a pellicle.
Pellicle. I was going to say pelliquet, but pellicle. Those of you that listen for a long period of time, he chastised me years ago on that. That's all right.
Oh, wow.
But,
left
you know,
a scar, obviously.
It is, obviously.
Anything about that, Brian?
It's what it is. but, you know, smoking salmon is its own reward. It's normally a 3 to 4 day process for me to get it.
Well, I'm talking steelhead.
But, yeah, steelhead salmon, I'll smoke them both.
You still need a pellicle on either one.
One
because
of correct.
Here's my opinion of why the pellicle is important. Because when I do fish, I don't want it to absorb a whole bunch of smoke. I'm not even going to add flavor wood.
Nope.
I'm just going to use good charcoal, and I'm going to let that roast it and get a little bit of smoke on it, light smoke. You happen to do a great job with a relish that you make.
I do a dip.
Yeah, a dip.
Smoked salmon
Call
dip.
It what you like.
Yep. And normally I'll do the same thing. I'm light on the smoke. I'll smoke for maybe light smoke for an hour or two, and then
Couple
it's
hours.
Probably another 8 hours before my salmon is finished because I keep bumping up my temperatures in low portions. Now, that being said, I mix with some cream cheese, some red pepper flake, a little bit of
green
Worcestershire
onion.
Sauce.
Green, onion.
Green onions are in there as well. And, man, you throw
Anything
those
else?
On some Ritz crackers.
Just cream cheese.
A little bit of onion. Lemon juice or lime juice in there also. And it is absolutely amazing. I think a lot of that comes down to your brine, too, for the flavor of your salmon or steelhead. Also, I love grilling
that,
a fresh
that
fish.
That salmon dip that you made last time you were on the show, I hate to make your head swell. More than it has.
It's huge.
It is.
Ask my wife.
Even bigger than mine, which is a size 8,
well,
which is pretty hard. Pretty hard to beat a size 8.
Actually, shut up. I'm a 7 1/4. Thank you.
Well, listen, pea brain. that salmon dip you made was the best I've ever had. Just absolutely the best I've ever had.
Duly noted.
Wow.
I know
serious.
What you're getting for Christmas this year because I probably got about 30 pounds of smoked salmon in my freezer right now.
Well, that is absolutely a great use. And you're a real man, so you can do it. So might be time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
This might be the first time I have not read man law. But since we have a fill-in for Jop, we're going to just change some things up here.
You know, I'm a pea brain, smaller head. We've all denoted that.
No, you have a big head, but a small hat size.
Oh, there you go.
So why don't you do some man law?
Absolutely.
Mr. Brad Ensign.
The man law of the day. Women are like the police. They may not know what you did, but they know you did something. And my wife is a perfect example of this. I might as well just hand over my wallet because I don't know what I screwed up, but it's going to cost me.
I know, and they can throw the guilt on you so fast.
I mean,
it's like
my wife took notes from my mother,
She doesn't hit you when you walk in the door.
Oh, no.
No, it's like the next night you're just sitting there and they just float something out there and go, so.
There's the sigh.
And then I know, it's like, the
crap.
Snare is set. Which part of my anatomy
you
is
look
get
pretty?
Stuck in there?
You look so pretty today. You know, my wife likes to do it where we've been home together all day long, and it comes maybe 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I lay in bed and I'm like, I worked a 12-hour shift
lucky.
Today. I'm like, oh, time for bed, and my wife's like, I need to talk to you, and my brain says, oh,
not
crap.
Now,
crap,
not now. I'm falling asleep. Right. So, how to eat steelhead? I love to take fresh steelhead right out of the river, cube it up. I want to roll it in some Progresso breadcrumbs, and I'm going to deep fry it. I'm sorry. It's just really good. You cut it in cubes about 1 inch by 1 inch or 1.5 inches by 1.5 inches, roll it in some Progresso, deep fry it for like a minute, pull it out, drain all the grease off it, put it on some paper towels, on a rack, whatever, and then I'm going to hit it with some lemon pepper and some Mrs. Dash.
Oh, I love the Mrs.
And
Dash.
And I'll tell you what.
Spicy Mrs. Dash or normal?
It's so, so healthy for you because there's no salt in it. Just normal, just regular.
Okay.
But
minus the deep frying part, you know. You You're staying healthy.
No, it's so good for you. So listen, we've got one short little segment coming up, and we're going to catch you in just a minute. We're going to pay some bills.